My name is Anna Rose Miles. I'm 18 years old. Today is November 29th, 2017. I'm speaking with Danielle Davis, who is my sister. We're recording this interview in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Tell me about one of your most important people in your life.
Grandmother was important. She helped me a lot growing up, at least until I was 13 before she passed away. But she kept me in a positive mindset when I was being very negative. She taught me about self-love pretty early on because I was struggling with it. She wasn't mean or anything like that. She was nice. She was kind. She was giving. She was caring. And I hope to be half the woman she was when I get older. So yeah, she's pretty important.
Who has been the kindest to you and why?
My best friend, Erica. We've been friends for 10 years. She's put up with a lot of my foolishness, a lot of my temper tantrums, a lot of my mess, a lot of my problems. She was always there to give advice or help in any way she could, even if it was just give a hug. She's always trying to help other people, always putting herself last, trying to help her family and stuff like that. She's probably one of the kindest people I know.
Are there any funny stories people tell you about from when you're growing up?
Not really a funny story, but it's, a fun one. When I was a baby, well, great-grandpa had Alzheimer's, and he also couldn't bend down. He couldn't sit down without issues either. He couldn't get low to the ground at all. When I was a baby, my mom told me that there was a point where we were at his home, and he got down on the floor with me, and we were playing with this laundry basket and some Easter eggs, and we were rolling it around the basket. And he would roll the basket over to me, and then I would roll the basket back, and we would just sit down there and laugh. Probably another one also is my great-grandfather knew I was a girl before my mother did. My mom didn't get any tests done to see if I was a boy or a girl. She didn't know if I was going to be a boy or a girl until I was born. My great-grandfather apparently knew, and he refused to buy boy clothes. He bought all girl stuff, girl clothes, girl toys, and I was a girl.
Do you like going to school? Why or why not?
I like going to college. I met some awesome professors, awesome students. Some of the students I worked with when I worked at Lowe's. Went to a lot of parties. I was able to kind of get out of my shell a little bit. Had different roommates. Allowed me to sort of be a little bit more open-minded when it came to people. As far as elementary, middle, and high school, no, I didn't like that. I was bullied a lot. I didn't have a lot of friends. It was hard for me to make friends. In fact, I really didn't start making new friends until like 10th grade, and then I had to switch schools, so I had to start making friends again, and I was just like, freak it, I'm not doing it.
If you can go back and relive your teenage years, would you, why, or why not?
I would not. You know some of the reasons why. Teenage years are rough. We went through a lot of stuff when I was a teenager. Also, that whole thing I just said about me making friends and then having to switch schools right in the middle of the high school year was not fun. A lot of people won't think that's a big deal, but when you're a person who has trouble making friends, you don't talk to people very easily, having to switch schools in the middle of your high school career, and it's the last, like, two very important years of your life, well, as far as high school is concerned, it sucks. To have to be focused on things you have to do after high school, two, trying to make all new friends again, or just trying to open yourself back up again. Elementary school, definitely wouldn't go back to. A lot of bullying, again, a lot of switching schools. Middle school, when I moved to Fredericksburg, middle school was okay. Still had trouble making friends, but that's when I met Erica, Jennifer, Tiffany, Holly, and them. That was nice. Kristen, as well, I forgot about her. So when I was living in Lawrenceville, no, I wouldn't go back to that, but middle school in Fredericksburg was okay.
Do you have a nickname? What was it and how do you get it? Does anyone still call you by that nickname?
So I have two nicknames. One is Danny, and I get called that still to this day. The second one is Lump, and the only two people that have ever called me that is my great-grandfather and my Aunt Queenie. And I got that nickname because my great-grandfather had Alzheimer's, and he couldn't remember my name. And he looked at me, I guess I was just, like, I was a baby. He's like, oh, you're just a lump of sugar, and so that's how I got Lump. Nobody calls me that anymore.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
I thought I was going to be a pediatrician or radiologist. I was going to go to Harvard Medical or Yale. Yeah, because I thought I was a pretty smart kid. Thought I was going to be able to get in there. Yeah, those were two main ones. I used to play around with the little medical CD-ROMs that my mom had. So that she used to get me. I had a lot of medical books or science books that I used to read all the time. Very much into human anatomy and physiology and things like that. Didn't really want to work with adults, though. If I was going to work with somebody, it was either going to be kids or the elderly. As I got older, though, I started to realize that I have attachment issues. So it's very easy for me to get attached to a kid or an elderly person, so if anything were to happen to them, I get a tad bit more emotional than I'm supposed to. Now, I have been told that that gets turned off. After a while, you won't be as emotional, but I don't think that's going to happen for me. It's not very easy for me to turn my emotions off. So, when I was younger, it was a good idea, but as I got older, plus the cost of going to medical school and it was just too expensive, it was going to take too long, and I didn't really have time because I was paying my own bills. So yeah.
If you choose any career, what would you pick and why?
I'll either go into healthcare, where I would either go into the administration sector, or I would be a radiology technician, or I would go into the IT sector. I'm leaning more towards IT, since I'm still at an age where I can get away with a career change. Yeah, between healthcare administration, since I know I won't be able to get the education required to be a doctor per se, and I don't have the emotional strength to be one, I can see myself at least being in the administration position or in some position where I could help a patient but not necessarily have to be too much involved. For IT, so I like computers and technology. Probably that's the number one thing I spend most of my money on, is a lot of technologically advanced stuff that I probably don't need. I'm going to get it anyway.
Have you ever have a profound religious or spiritual experience? Will you tell me about it?
Wasn't really profound, but when Grandma passed, that's when my struggle with religion started, because I couldn't understand why God would take her, one, at such an early age, because she was 54 for her, and then early age for me, because I was only 13. And stuff that ended up happening after she passed made me question that even more. Because I grew up Baptist, went to church with my grandmother, all that, the church with my stepmom, other people, and yeah, that was tough. It's still tough to this day, because I feel like I've just never really gotten an answer to my question. I don't think I ever will, so I have to get to a point where I can accept that and move on.
Share some important lessons you have learned in life.
Gotta learn to let go, can't hold on to stuff, can't hold animosity towards things. You gotta learn to forgive and just move on. You gotta forget, but you gotta forgive and move on, because otherwise it will hold you down for a long time. Be your own peace. Don't look for peace or happiness in somebody else. You have to be your own happiness. You have to be your own peace. I'm at a point in my life where I don't bother nobody. Nobody bothers me. And I am steadily trying to let go of a lot of things that have happened in my life, so that I can move on and be happy.
Tell me about how would you like people to remember you?
Mainly as a person who was honest and didn't beat around the bush. When people come to me for advice, I want them to know that I'm not going to side with them if they don't deserve to be sided with, that I am going to give them advice to the best of my ability without trying to save their feelings. I just want to be known as somebody who always kept it, for lack of a better term, real with people. And they always knew where they stood with me. I was always a person that they could respect. So I guess that would be it. I want to leave knowing that I was a person that people could respect.
Where were your ancestors born? If they moved to the United States, when did they leave?
Well, apparently, a lot of my ancestors were born in Nigeria and Ghana and some parts of Europe. I don't know when they came over here. Ancestry doesn't track people who came over from Africa because they were slaves. But then a lot of our family just settled here in Virginia, southern part of Virginia, Lawrenceville, South Hill, that sort of place. So yeah, they pretty much probably got bought over to Virginia as slaves and then just settled in the area.
What are your favorite family holidays and why?
Favorite family holidays, probably Christmas. I would say Thanksgiving, but honestly, sometimes Thanksgiving means you are around some family members that you don't like. Christmas, you can sort of choose who you want to be around. You can stay at home and then venture out during the day if you want, or see everybody else before Christmas and then just stay at home with your family. Open gifts and give each other love and cook if you want to. Sometimes you don't have to. You can make good, well, actually, since every place is closed on Christmas, you probably do have to cook. You cook breakfast and dinner and just have a good time with your family. So when we can celebrate it, that's my favorite one.
Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Longfield, Virginia for the first three or four years of my life. I lived when I was 6 years, but the first three or four we lived in the old house. And I used to get my water from the well that was behind the house. And I used to have to use the outhouse because we didn't have a bathroom in the house. My grandmother put a potty on the back porch, actually, for me to use. And we used to cook on a wood stove. And I remember grandmother used to have this big old nasty white bucket of lard that would sit beside the stove that she would use to cook stuff. We had the little kerosene heater, and we had the TV that you had to get the pliers. You had to put it on the TV and turn it and stuff. Up until I was six, I would say my childhood was nice. Mostly spent with grandma, doing things with my great grandfather here and there before he passed away. Before you were born. Before six, I guess you can call that my childhood. It was pretty quiet, pretty. Yeah, I didn't like going to school because I got bullied again, but I liked being with my grandmother, doing simple little stuff like doing crossword puzzles, or we would sit outside with great grandpa and eat sardines and crackers and play cards or dominoes or something and sit outside.
Share me the story of how you and Grandma meet.
This is a very short, simple answer. I was born. and that's how she met me. I don't know the specifics. I don't know if she came to our school if her mom brought me to my grandmother. But yeah. I mean, I've known her since I was about two, but I don't know, nor do I remember the specifics of when she met me.
What have you learned from your partner?
Do not blame or do not put blame on someone else for what other people have done to you. Do not punish someone else for what others have done to you in the past. Another lesson of forgive and let go, because if you hold on to it and you punish the present person, that's how you ruin a lot of relationships. Stop thinking negatively and trust that one day somebody will come into your life that will treat you decently. Somebody that you feel good about introducing to your family. Main lesson.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life when you were growing up.
So I don't remember her name, which sucks. I would have to go and find the picture, and hopefully her name is on there. I remembered her name for a long time, and now I can't remember her name. But she was my Head Start teacher. And her and my grandmother were friends, and she was very protective of me. She always looked out for me when I was on the bus, always looked out for me when I was in the class. Always tried to make sure that I, you know, stayed learning as much as I possibly could. Constantly told my grandmother areas where I needed to improve, which was mostly my handwriting and the fact that I didn't talk often. But yeah, she probably, though she was my Head Start teacher, and it was a long time ago, she was probably the only teacher I've known that went out of their way to protect me and have my back. So yeah, if I could remember her name, that would be great. But I cannot remember her name. She's my Head Start teacher.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
So my mom and dad had a custody agreement that during the school year, I would stay with my mom. And during the summer, I would go and stay with my dad. An agreement that I did not agree with, but since I was a child, I have to go along with it anyway. So yeah, I would go and hang out with my other sister, Brianna, and my two stepbrothers, and cousins and stuff like that. And I would go to church with them and go on vacations, with quote-unquote vacations, with them to certain areas and deal with their mess. So yeah, up until I was like 11 or 12, and I told my mom I didn't want to go back there. That's pretty much what I did. And then after about 12 years old, I just started staying home, playing video games, watching wrestling, reading, playing outside. Yeah.
When were you growing up, what role did religion and spirituality play in your life?
It didn't play much part in my life after 13, but prior to grandmother passing away, I was raised in a Baptist church. I went to Papa Mount Baptist Church in Lawrenceville, Virginia. Every Sunday, or as many Sundays as my grandmother could go, because she was starting to get sick at a point. It played a part. It gave me hope for things that without religion I probably wouldn't have had hope for. It helped me to understand people where without it I probably wouldn't have understood people, mostly Christians and how they acted in certain situations and things they believed in. Helped me gain a little bit more clarity. It also opened my eyes to the LGBT community, people who weren't Christians, who were of other religions. And it kind of made me see how different we can be and how there are certain areas of what I've been taught that I don't necessarily agree with. That's probably another area where I have trouble with religion, is since it opened my eyes to all these different people, I tend to have some issues with what the Bible says about said people.
You finished recording?